The Public Affairs Director of the Public Utility Regulatory Commission, Nanaya Ajantua, says the increase in petroleum prices and other essential inputs used by the utility companies to provide possible water and electricity makes it imperative for upward adjustment of consumer prices. Mrs. Ajantua told Radio Ghana that discussions to that effect is ongoing. As such, consumers must be informed and oriented to brace up for the increase. She could not state the level of percentage increase and the time it would take effect. Mrs. Ajantua spoke to George Ankwa.
We are looking at the price of crude oil, the quantum of crude oil that the generation company needs, expansion and improvements in the system, investments by the utilities. And basically, the value of the tariff has reduced over time because in 2010, when we gave them the tariff, the dollar was 1.45, and that's what we used. I want to emphasize that the tariffs are dollar denominated because most of the transactions that are done by the utility are in dollars. They buy their transformers abroad, their equipment abroad. Some of the maintenance that they have to do on some of their plants and machinery has to be done abroad. So the value of the tariff itself has eroded, and we need to shore it up. Number two, there is an expansion and there is demand for electricity, and that alone is also about 10% per annum. Basically, these are two things that we look at to ensure that the utility service providers get some form of a tariff adjustment.
But we were speaking to consumers. Some are not against the payment of increased tariffs. When you look at people living around Madina, Asarabochwe, Adenta, and the environs, they are not getting water. And so they're wondering why they should pay increased tariff on water.
If you are not getting water, you will not pay tariffs. Certainly, you won't pay any bills. But the PURP is going to ensure that all these problems are solved. We'll go into it to find out exactly what the issue is. If you are not, the only thing is that you buy it from secondary producers, which is a little bit more expensive. But we are going to ensure that all these issues are dealt with.
How soon will that be done?
We are going to do it. I mean, we have a process that we have to go through. Now, the issue is to ensure that this tariff is out of the way. And when it is out of the way, then we start our monitoring. Of course, Adenta Madina has been a problem. And we are also providing some poor water boreholes for such communities which are poor in water.
What percentage are we looking at? And how soon is that coming up?
We haven't even reached the percentages. We are now looking at the proposal, interrogating the proposal thoroughly. The percentage issue hasn't come up yet. All we are saying is that from the trend it's going, we will see an increase. And we need to prepare people's minds for the fact that electricity and water will go up because it is a fundamental and essential commodity that people use. We can't just come one day and say it has been increased. Everybody's mind should be prepared towards that.
Mrs. Ajantua said the inefficiencies in the system will be interrogated and measures put in place to rake in more revenue.
If we have a law that says that there should be, within 10 kilometers of every premises, there should be a vending station for people to buy prepaid units. But these are issues that we have to all interrogate. Recently, somebody came with an issue where he said his units were running very fast on a prepaid meter, and we are investigating the matter right now. And we are going to investigate all issues concerning prepaid metering.
How about those who are doing illegal connection?
That one, illegal connection is a loss. And when the loss, the tariff takes care of it. The tariff is built in such a way that if your collection ratio is not up to 95%, you are penalized automatically. The tariff penalizes the ECG for the losses. Illegal connections are not good. You see, that one is coming from the consumer side. And every time we are blaming the utility for not doing the right thing, the consumer side too, we should try and do the right thing.
No, is it not because of the collusion and because of the fact that they are not punishing them well enough?
That one is a legal issue. That one is a legal. Now they have a court under the CJ's office, Chief Justice's office, where they prosecute people who are doing illegal connections. My brother, I'll tell you a story. A woman came and said that somebody is doing illegal connections. Then it came to the point where she should go and show the utility where the illegal connection is being done. She said no, she won't show the utility. If we are not whistleblowers ourselves for the utilities for some of these malpractices in the system, then it means that we have a problem, because some of the illegal connections are even under people's beds. How can you go under somebody's bed to go and see that there's an illegal connection there? But the people living in the vicinity in the area can tell you. People should come out and tell the utilities that these people are doing illegal connections. Illegal connections can be done by any ordinary electrician. It is not always that it's in collusion with the utility service provider. Any electrician can tamper with the meter, can do whatever they want to perpetuate illegality.
The Public Affairs Director of the Public Utility Regulatory Commission, Nanaya Ajantua, talking to George Ankwa.